So let's review. The previous Mishnah continues. Nezek v'chatzei nezek, tashlumi kevu v'tashlumi abo v'chamisha b'shloisha. The following monetary claims require a bezin of three judges. Nezek, if a person or his shor mu'ed cause an injury to another person or ox, he's liable for all the damages. Chatzei nezek, if a person's shor tam gores another ox, for the first or second occurrence he is liable for only half the damages. Tashlumi kefil, tashlumi arba v'chamisha. If one steals an animal, he is chayv kefil. He must pay an amount twice the value of the animal. And if he subsequently slaughtered or sold the animal, he is chayv arba v'chamisha. He must pay an amount to four or five times the value of the animal. The Gemara asks, nezik v'chatzi nezik hainu chavales. Both nezik and chatzi nezik are reimbursement for an injury. And we already were included in the ratio that stated gizelis v'chavales b'shleisha. The Gemara explains, I did the kaboy lemisna, tashlumi kefil, but tashlumi abar b'chamisha, the mamin she'en mishtalim b'reishu. Since the Mishnah needed to mention kefil and dal v'hei, in which the ganav pays more than the actual value of the animal, tananami chatzin nezik, the mamin she'en mishtalim b'reishu. The Mishnah also mentioned chatzin nezik, in which the owner pays less than the actual value of the animal. And I did the kaboy lemisna chatzin nezik, tananami nezik. And since the Mishnah mentioned chatzin nezik, it also mentioned nezik. The Gemara now proceeds with a brisa that discusses the Torah source for Shleisha Menalim. From where do we derive that monetary cases require a bezin of three judges? And the brisa cites the Psukim of Shem Echinim, which in their entirety read as follows. Im lo yimotze haganav, v'nikrav balabayis elu elikim, im lo yisholach yodi b'mleches re'eyu al kol dvar pesha avagaymer, asher yoy mekihu zeh adu elikim yobay dvar shneim, asher yoshin elikim yishalim shneim l're'eyu. Now, there's a machlokes. Rabbi Yeshu elaborates that the Pesukim mentioned the word Elikim, a competent judge, three times to teach that regarding Dina Mamanis, a Bezin must consist of three judges. First, B'nikra Balabayas Elu Elikim, Harikan Echad. Second, Adu Elikim Yovei Devar Shneim, Harikan Shneim. And third, Asher Yashin Elikim, Harikan Shleisha. Rabbi Yenson disagrees and says, Rishin Tchila Nemar, Ve'in Dershin Tchilas. The first reference to of Elikim is not superfluous and therefore cannot be used for the count of Shleisha, because as Rashi explains, this word is needed to teach that a judge must be an expert, as Elikim implies, a person of great stature. Therefore, we must say as follows. First, Ado Elikim Yobid Varshneim Harikan Echad. Second, Asher Shin Elikim Harikan Shnayim. And since Ve'ein Bezin Shokol Maisiv in Elein Oid Echad. Since a bezin cannot consist of an even number, another judge is added. Harikan Shleisha. The Gemara initially suggests that the simplest way to explain their machlokes is as follows. Neima b'dershin tchilus kamiflagi. They disagree on whether the first reference of a word can also be used for another drasha. Rabbi Yeshu holds dershin tchilus, while Rabbi Yenison holds ein dershin tchilus. The Gemara says this is not necessarily so. The kulei alma ein dershin tchilus. All agree that generally the first reference of a word cannot be used for another drasha. However, in this case, Rabbi Yeshu holds the first elikim can be used because imkein neima krav v'nikrav balabayis ala shayfet. The Pasuk should have used the word Hashefer to teach Mumchen. Why did the Pasuk use the word Elikim instead? Shema Menor LeBinyana, it must be to also darshan the count of Shleisha. While Rabbi Yenison holds Lishna de Almanaket, the Pasuk used Elikim to teach Mumchen merely because people are accustomed to speak this way, and therefore it is not superfluous for the count of Shleisha. The Gemara now asks, why does Rabbi Yeshua need a third Elikim to teach Shleisha? This is already known through the concept of Ve'ein Bezin Shakel. Since a Bezin cannot consist of an even number, a third judge must be added. And there is a Torah source for this concept in the Pasuk Lintes Acheram Lahatis. Bezin decides according to the majority. Therefore, Torah Amra Aseh Lecha Bezin Naita, as Rashi explains, a Bezin must consist of an odd number so that there is always a majority on one side and a minority on the other side. If Bezin would consist of an even number, it might be a tied evenly and there would be no majority. The Gemara answers that Bezin Naita is actually a machlokes in our Mishnah on Daf Beis. The Chum holds Sanhedrin Gedolei Lo Hoseh Shel Shem Ve'Echad. The highest Bezin was composed of 71 judges, an odd number. While Rabbi Yehuda holds Shivim, the Sanhedrin Gedolei was composed of 70 judges, an even number. And Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Sanhedrin Gedolei. However, they disagree as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds only regarding Sanhedrin Gedolei, less Le Bezin Naita. Only the highest Bezin can consist of an even number, because the Chsibi Karai. The Gemara later mentions a pasuk in which the count is exactly 70. But regarding Shar Beidin, the lower Bati Din, such as Sanhedrin Gitana and Din Mamanis, all must consist of an odd number because the pasuk states, Lintes Acheram Lahatis. While Rabbi Yeshua holds Bishar Beidin regarding the lower Bati Din, it depends. Bedinin nefashis isle bezin naita. For capital cases, the bezin must consist of an odd number, 23 judges, because the pasuk lintus achiram lahatis refers to din nefashis. However, regarding din mamonis, less le bezin naita. For monetary cases, the bezin can consist of an even number, and therefore the third elikim is needed to teach that a minimum of 3 judges are required. However, Yeshua does agree with the Mishnah in the later parak. Shnaim oimim zakai ve'echad oimim chayiv, zakai. Shnaim oimim chayiv ve'echad oimim zakai, chayiv. If 2 judges ruled that he's not liable while the third ruled that he is liable, or vice versa, so we go with the rav of the majority, even though the final decision was with less than 3 judges, because ma'isi lo bekal v'chayimer medin nefashis. We derive rav from din nefashis to din mamonis. Umad din nefashis techamiru amrachman nezel basaruba din mamonis lekal shekein. If regarding din nefashis, which are more stringent, we go with the rav, the majority of the 23 judges is sufficient, and all 23 judges are not required to agree to the verdict, then certainly regarding din mamonis, which are less stringent, we go with the rav, and all 3 judges are not required to agree to the final verdict. The Gemara proceeds with the third opinion of Rebbe in the Braisa. Tan Rabbanan din mamonis b'shloisha, Rebbe Yomer b'chamisha. Rebbe holds monetary cases require 5 judges. Because in the third pasuk, Asher Yarshiun Elikim, the word Yarshiun with a letter Vav is pluralized and implies 2 judges. Therefore, Nem Elikim Lamata, Venem Elikim Lamala. There's a hekesh from the third Elikim to the second Elikim. Ma Lamata Shnaim, Af Lamala Shnaim. Just as the third Elikim refers to 2 judges, so too the second Elikim refers to another 2 judges, in all 4 judges. And since Ve'ein Bezin Shakel, Ma'isivin Lein Oid Echad Harikan Chamisha. Since a Bezin cannot consist of an even number, a 5th judge must be added. And as Rashi explains, Vahudid Divinikrab Likachashim, Dikasav Ve'ein Dershin Chilis. Rebbe does not use the first Elikim for the count, because he holds like Rebbe Yenison that the first reference of a word cannot be used for another drasha. As the Gemara explains, their Machlikas is based on the interpretation of the word Yarshiun, which is pronounced with the letter Vav, but is written in the Torah without the letter Vav. Rebbe holds Yeshem Lamikra. The way a word is pronounced takes precedence. Therefore, we consider Yashiun pluralized with a letter Vav and teaches Dinah Mamanas B'chamisha. While the Tanakhama, as well as Rebbe Yeshe and Rebbe Yenison, all hold Yeshem Lamisiris. The way a word is written takes precedence. Therefore, we consider Yashian singular without the letter Vav and therefore Dinah Mamanas B'shleishah.